The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 8, 2016, is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Sunday, May 8, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. This event takes place as Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem for the last time, and he is in an area where he will meet Jews, Samaritans, and others. As the Son of God, Jesus welcomed people, no matter their racial or religious background, in order to heal them, teach them, point them to the true God, give them the true interpretations of the Scriptures, and declare himself as Lord and Savior. Luke 17:12. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. Those with leprosy were physically unclean. To prevent the spread of leprosy, the law of God required lepers to keep their distance from others and proclaim their uncleanness. Most Jews and many others considered the physical uncleanness of this disease a sign of a person's sinfulness and spiritual uncleanness. Their condition of leprosy brought those 10 men of different racial and religious backgrounds together for companionship and mutual support, because at least one of them was a Samaritan. Obeying the law of God, they did not physically approach Jesus or the village, but called out to Jesus. Luke 17:13, and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Perhaps they had seen Jesus before, or had at least heard of him. They did not see Jesus by chance, for Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost. From a respectful distance, they called out to Jesus by name, Jesus. His name means rescue, deliver, God saves. They also called Jesus their master, which can also mean commander, employer, or teacher. They sought the compassion and mercy of Jesus. They knew they did not deserve his help. Whatever their need was, they wanted Jesus to meet their need. It was obvious to all that they were lepers, but they probably had other needs too. To ask Jesus for pity is to ask him humbly to meet all the needs that he sees we have. Luke 17:14. When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus knew they wanted healing, and they had called out to him because they knew he had healed others. As far as we know from Luke, Jesus did not say anything except, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." Jesus upheld the true interpretation of the ceremonial law as recorded in the books of Moses, which commanded people who had a skin disease to go to the priest for proper diagnosis and possible treatment. If they were healed, or thought they were, they went back to the priest for a statement that they were, or were not, healed. Of course, in this case, they would tell the priest how Jesus had healed them. When they obeyed Jesus, he healed them physically. The faith they had in Jesus led them to obey him, and they expected the nearest priest to declare that they were healed when they went to him as the law dictated. Luke 17:15. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. A Samaritan who was healed came back to Jesus praising God with a loud voice, probably as loud as the one he had used when he asked Jesus for pity or healing. Luke does not tell us how far he got before he came back to Jesus. However, Jesus probably healed these men the very moment they took a step of obedient faith. Each man would have rejoiced mightily in their physical healing, but the Samaritan was so filled with joy that he felt moved to go back to Jesus praising God and to thank Jesus. His response indicated not only physical cleansing, but also moral and spiritual cleansing as a result of his faith in Jesus. Having come to full faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit moved him to praise and thank Jesus. Luke 17:16. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. The Samaritan threw himself at Jesus' feet in adoring worship, which Jesus accepted as the Son of God. What Jesus had done for him inspired him to praise God and proclaim that Jesus was his salvation from his disease. The Samaritan could have gone to a Samaritan priest for validation that he was healed, but his faith in Jesus moved him to return to Jesus first, before Jesus had moved on to someplace else. Luke 17:17. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? For the benefit of his hearers, Jesus pointed out the fact that he had cleansed all 10 lepers, not 1 out of 10. He made it clear to the crowd that he had healed all who had asked for healing, and not just this one man who had returned to thank him. The other 9 who had been healed had not returned to give thanks to God in the presence of the one who had healed them. Not all who receive help from God and Jesus choose to thank God and Jesus for the help they have received, but instead go on to live their lives for themselves. Luke does not tell us what the other 9 did, because the emphasis is upon the one who went to Jesus with praise and thanksgiving. Perhaps the other 9 only wanted physical healing, while the Samaritan cried out in his heart for physical, moral, and spiritual cleansing. So Jesus cleansed him immediately and completely. Luke 17:18. Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? If the other nine had gone on to the priest praising and thanking God for Jesus healing them, Jesus would probably have reported this fact in some way to the crowd. As it was, the Samaritan acted in accordance with the writings of Moses and praised God and thanked Jesus, no doubt led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus showed once again that many who were not Jews came to faith in him and praised the true God, while many who were Jews did not give God the glory that God deserved or recognize him as the Messiah. Luke 17:19. Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." The Samaritan was cleansed physically, morally, and spiritually by his faith in Jesus, a faith that he expressed in a loud voice praising God and thanking Jesus. He knew his body was well, and his spirit was made well too. As the King James Version states, Jesus made him whole. In the Greek New Testament, the word for well and whole can be translated saved. In other words, your faith has saved you. Jesus had saved him, and not just healed him physically. So he came back to praise God and thank Jesus for saving him. Not everyone Jesus healed physically came to saving faith in him. But those Jesus healed physically had good and sufficient reasons to believe in him as Lord and Savior. Some only went to Jesus to have their physical needs met and to be healed, not also to have their moral and spiritual needs met, not also to repent and follow him and his teachings. We do not know if this man later went to see a Samaritan priest or not, but we can be assured he continued to praise God and tell others what Jesus had done for him. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Do you think these 10 lepers saw Jesus by chance and called to him? Based on what you know about Jesus and the Bible, give a possible explanation for your answer. 2. The lepers called Jesus Master. How important is it for those who say they believe in Jesus to call him Master? Give a reason for your answer. 3. In what situations might you pray to Jesus, "Have pity on me"? 4. What can we do that indicates we have faith in Jesus? 5. Give thanks to Jesus for something you experienced in this past week. International Bible Lesson. Your faith can do more than heal you. Luke 17:11-19. Sunday, May 8, 2016. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Luke 17:19. Then Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Leprosy is a debilitating skin disease that slowly destroys the body and mind. To prevent the spread of leprosy in Jesus' day, lepers could not enter homes or villages or touch those without leprosy. For companionship, leprosy sometimes brought people of different races and religions together. Countries use similar quarantine methods today. 10 men, suffering physically and mentally with leprosy, gathered outside a village between Galilee and Samaria. Keeping their distance, and with a loud voice, the 10 men called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity or mercy on us." Luke 17:13. Jesus gave all 10 men exactly what they asked. However, they did not receive their physical healing until they turned in obedient faith to show themselves to a priest, who would declare them clean and remove them from quarantine. No doubt these men rushed with joy to the nearest priest the moment they saw that Jesus had cleansed them so they could return to their families and live normal lives again. One of the 10 did something different, probably before he went to the priest. He returned to Jesus, and with a loud voice for all to hear, he praised and thanked God for his healing. Jesus noted that all 10 were healed, but only a Samaritan, a foreigner, had returned to praise God. This Samaritan demonstrated that he had received more than the others, more than physical healing. Jesus declared that his faith had made him whole or well. The word Jesus used in the Greek also means saved. His thankful faith response to Jesus' gracious healing made him physically, spiritually, and eternally clean and whole, which meant far more to him than physical healing. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly, International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.